Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a man and a woman about travelling. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
So when you go off on your travels, George, how do you like to travel? Are you a group traveller like me? You know, the more people the better?
Generally, I like to disappear off to European cities. Although I have lived in Southeast Asia and Japan, and have a taste for that bit of the world, most of my little journeyings have been across Europe. I'm a complete Europhile. I like to drop myself in and become anonymous.
But you've always been very independent, haven't you? I'd find it quite lonely travelling alone. I mean, when you experience new things, it's great to be able to share them with someone. It's a bit like showing your holiday photos to someone. They can enjoy what you've enjoyed in a way. Not that I remember to take many photos.
There are frustrating moments. You're standing in front of something amazing, or someone has just started singing in a bar, and you want to turn to someone and talk about it. But I'm someone who travels with notebooks, and that's my way of dealing with that problem. I scribble it down.
I guess that being alone abroad is in some ways more interesting and stimulating. When you're traveling on your own, people do come and talk to you more than if you were in a group. And you can get yourself into adventures or scrapes that you wouldn't if you were with 2 or 3 other people. But you've lived in lots of different places. Do you feel settled now?
You know, Amanda, I often ask myself that question. In the beginning, I moved around because of necessity. I was finding different jobs. Later, it was out of choice. There was always that question, why am I living here when I could be living somewhere else? I taught in Japan and Spain. I lived in Paris for a year too, simply because I realised I could. I'd always had what might seem a cliched dream to be a writer in Paris for a year. It was utterly marvellous, one of the happiest years of my life. I'm a father now, though, so I have a definite reason to stay put.
Now listen again.
So when you go off on your travels, George, how do you like to travel? Are you a group traveller like me? You know, the more people the better?
Generally, I like to disappear off to European cities. Although I have lived in Southeast Asia and Japan, and have a taste for that bit of the world, most of my little journeyings have been across Europe. I'm a complete Europhile. I like to drop myself in and become anonymous.
But you've always been very independent, haven't you? I'd find it quite lonely travelling alone. I mean, when you experience new things, it's great to be able to share them with someone. It's a bit like showing your holiday photos to someone. They can enjoy what you've enjoyed in a way. Not that I remember to take many photos.
There are frustrating moments. You're standing in front of something amazing, or someone has just started singing in a bar, and you want to turn to someone and talk about it. But I'm someone who travels with notebooks, and that's my way of dealing with that problem. I scribble it down.
I guess that being alone abroad is in some ways more interesting and stimulating. When you're traveling on your own, people do come and talk to you more than if you were in a group, and you can get yourself into adventures or scrapes that you wouldn't if you were with 2 or 3 other people. But you've lived in lots of different places. Do you feel settled now?
You know, Amanda, I often ask myself that question. In the beginning, I moved around because of necessity. I was finding different jobs. Later, it was out of choice. There was always that question, why am I living here when I could be living somewhere else? I taught in Japan and Spain. I lived in Paris for a year too, simply because I realised I could. I'd always had what might seem a cliched dream to be a writer in Paris for a year. It was utterly marvellous, one of the happiest years of my life. I'm a father now, though, so I have a definite reason to stay put.
That is the end of part 4. That is the end of the test.